What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the double jeopardy of narcissistic relationships. How if you forgive a narcissist, you can no longer bring up this situation again. It's like, if you don't know what Double Jeopardy is, it's an old movie. I think Ashley Judd was in it, where her husband, like, she got convicted of unaliving her husband, right? But it turns out her husband was actually alive, was still alive. He had just framed her for it or whatever. She went to jail for unaliving him. So when she found out that he was actually alive, she could, you know, unalive him for real, and she can't be charged again for the same crime because she'd already been convicted of it, right? So that's how it worked out right there. So in that type of situation, that's kind of how a narcissistic relationship works out. Not the framing you, but the you can't charge them twice for the same thing. So if a narcissist lies to you, cheats on you, does whatever to you, and you forgive them and take them back, you can't bring it up again. You can't. You can't hold it on. You can't hold it against them. You can no longer, like, it's in the past. You know how a lot of narcissists and toxic people would just say, well, it's in the past. It's in the past. It's in the past. That's what they mean by that. It's absolutely in the past. But you also know with a narcissist, 5 minutes ago, it's in the past. 2 minutes ago, it's in the past. If it's not right now in the current moment, then yes, it is absolutely 100% in the past. So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person and you, like I said, you forgive them for cheating on you, lying to you, manipulating you, or whatever, whatever the situation is, you can't bring it back up. You can't focus on it. You can't harp on it. Because once you bring it back up, it's like you're, like I said, it's just like double jeopardy. It's like you're charging them again for the same crime. And if you're charging them again for the same crime, there's more accountability, there's more shame, there's more, a lot of stuff that comes with that. So this is kind of what you have to deal with when you're dealing with narcissists. You kind of have to let it go. You know what I mean? I'm not telling you to forget about it, but I'm just telling you, if you want to stay in a relationship with a narcissist, or you want to make it, you know, you want to be make it more, I guess, more peaceful in the house until you can escape or until you can leave, whatever, you might have to let that go. Yeah, I'm just telling you, this is the lifestyle of dealing with a narcissistic, toxic person. You might have to let it go. You can't hold it against them. You can't use it again. Because if you start to use it again, guess what they're going to start to do? They're going to try to match your energy and break up anything and everything that you've ever done in the past on them. They just are. And I know y'all see me outside right now. If you're not listening to this on the podcast, you're watching on YouTube, I'm outside right now. Last day in Virginia Beach. Been out here since Thursday. Had a good time. Good meetup yesterday. Thank y'all for coming out. Y'all came out. Next one is going to be in North Carolina. We're doing a meetup in North Carolina. Raleigh-Durham area. Maybe Charlotte. We'll see. Probably Raleigh-Durham area. It's closer. Raleigh-Durham area meetup coming soon. July 23rd, I think, we're planning for. But yeah, thank y'all for tuning in, like I said. Because, like, I'm not done yet, y'all. Sorry, I'm not done yet. But, like, literally, double jeopardy, y'all. Like, literally. I remember specific events. Like, if, you know what I mean, me and my wife would have an argument, right? And this is also where arguments on pause come up as well. Because me and my wife would have an argument about something, right? And then, of course, I was just like, let's talk about it later. I don't want to talk about it. I would shut it down. Yeah, if a narcissist shuts it down or tells you that they don't want to talk about it, you know, it's over, it's in the past or whatever, you can't bring it up again either. You know what I mean? Arguments on pause. Even if y'all don't talk about it, even if the issue doesn't get resolved in your eyes, you still can't talk about it. You still can't bring it up to that narcissistic person. You still can't, even if there was no resolution, you brought up the issue, they shut you down, you didn't talk about it, or they said, let's talk about it later. Even if they tell you, let's talk about it later, you can't bring it up later. It's over. If they don't want to talk about it right now, if they don't want to handle the issue right now, then it's absolutely, the issue is over. You know what I mean? It's over. They don't want to handle it. If they don't want to talk about it right now and knock it out right now in this moment, if they tell you, oh, let's talk about it later, I'm tired right now, let's talk about it tomorrow, if you bring it up later or tomorrow, they're going to shut you down because it's in the past. Why can't you let it go? Most narcissistic people use time as an apology. T-I-M-E. They absolutely do, y'all. Most narcissists see past time as the apology, past time as the resolution. When enough time goes by, it should be over, right? enough time has went by. It should be over, correct? Like, why are we still talking about this? Why are we still arguing about this? Why is this still an issue, right? That's how most narcissistic people will do. That's how most narcissistic people think right there. They're like, why is this still an issue? Why is this still a point right here? Why are we making an issue out of this right here? What's going on here? But that's how you end up, like, if you're dealing with narcissists, that's part of the lifestyle right there, y'all. It absolutely is. That's part of the life you're gonna get. That's part of the struggle you're gonna get. That's part of the dynamic that you're gonna get with a narcissist. Because if you don't handle the issue right there in the moment, and I already know what people are gonna say, y'all. I already know what y'all are gonna say. I'm gonna stop moving the camera, y'all. I'm sorry. I just get my arms tight holding it. I did a one-on-one outside, y'all. And it's 7:30 in the morning, so the camper is locked. So I'm stuck outside. Let me just shoot my videos on my phone. So here we go. But I know people are gonna ask y'all. I'm like, well, Lee, how do we get it to the point then? Like, what did we do? What did we do? How do we handle the argument? How do we get it taken care of? The best way to get it taken care of, y'all, is to absolutely 100% just do it right there in the moment. Just say what you have. Look, you of course use discretion, but say what you have to say. Say it. You might as well say it now, because if you don't say it now, I promise you, you're not gonna be able to say it later. Or here's the caveat right here, y'all. Here's the other side of it. Or a narcissist will bring it up later. If you bring it up later, they'll have a whole different excuse. They'll ask you. They're trying to buy time to create a better lie. You know what I mean? They're trying to find enough time to create a lie, to make up a situation, to make matters worse. I'm just telling you, they absolutely will do that. They're trying to find a way to make it worse for you. They just absolutely are. They're just trying to find a way to lie. Give me a little time. Let me take a nap first. Let's talk about it later. Let's talk about it after dinner. Let's talk about it on my break or whatever. You give them enough time, they'll make up a huge, extravagant lie. If they don't shut you down, they're gonna come up with better reasons as to why whatever they did, they're gonna come up with better reasons to why they did it. They're gonna have an excuse for every single thing, y'all. I'm just pre-warning y'all and giving y'all like the bits and pieces of it, because this is how it's gonna go a lot of times when you deal with narcissists and toxic people. This is the mindset. This is how it's going to go when you're dealing with that, with this type of personality, this type of disorder. So you have to prepare for it, y'all. And I'm trying to, like, this, I guess that's kind of the point of my page now, is to arm people with the necessary tools to help you, navigate a relationship with a narcissist or a toxic person. You know what I mean? Because this is absolutely how it's gonna go, y'all. You, Double Jeopardy, go watch the movie. I think it's Ashley Judd in it. I can't think of the guy's name. He's a pretty famous actor too, though. He played like Captain Kirk in the new Star Trek movies. Jean-Luc Picard, he plays the captain. But Double Jeopardy, look up Double Jeopardy, because like it's just like dealing with a narcissist relationship and forgiveness. Y'all, I'll say this, y'all, real quick. You don't have to reconcile with people you forgive. You don't. Because if you reconcile with a narcissist, again, you can't hold it against them later on. They expect complete forgiveness. If you take them back into your life, you cannot hold them accountable for anything that they have done previously. It's like a clean slate, y'all. It really is like having a clean slate for the relationship. This is a new relationship. This is not even the same old relationship. This is a new one. Don't bring up old things in this new relationship. You don't get to do that. If you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, you don't get to bring up old things in this new relationship, because this is a clean slate. Once you forgive a narcissist, once you reconcile with that narcissistic person, the toxic person, whatever, it is a clean slate. This is a new relationship. It just absolutely is. And other people go like, but it's not a new relationship. We want to work through the issues. And you might need to find somebody else, because you're not going to be working through issues with a toxic-ass narcissistic person. You're not going to, unless you have to handle it in the moment. And like I say, if you forgive them for cheating on you, you can't bring it up again. You can't hold them accountable for the same cheating twice. So if they cheat with the same person, if you catch them cheating with one person, right, and then you forgive them, y'all go back together, you can't hold them accountable for cheating with the same person if you catch them again. Double Jeopardy. You already caught me. You caught me one time. You can't hold me accountable twice for the same person. It's a different, the same person. You can't hold me accountable. It's not like it's somebody new. I'm not putting you in any kind of new jeopardy or whatever. It's the same person. Blah blah blah. Boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. You know how I go. You really, really know how I go though, y'all. I'm telling this to people. Like I said, I say this all the time to people. Handle it in the moment, because once it's 5 minutes ago, it's absolutely in the past with that narcissist or toxic person. It just is, y'all. And that's the way of the world. That's the way it works with toxic narcissistic people. It's just the way it works. Double Jeopardy. You can't hold them accountable twice for something they've done in the past. You can't bring up the past against them. But guess what? Double jeopardy also equals double standards. They can do it to you. You can't use the past against a narcissist, but they can 100% absolutely use the past against you. They just can. I'm not sure her trying to argue with you about it, or with you about it. Narcissistic people, they can use the past against you. You cannot use the past against them. Double check. Yeah, I'm just telling you. I don't make the rules, or do I? I don't make the rules in your relationship. I don't make the rules in toxic narcissistic relationships. I'm just conveying those rules to you. You can't use the past. You can't hold them accountable again for something they've done to you. But they can absolutely do it to you. They just absolutely can. And this is the double standard that a lot of people have to deal with when you're staying in a relationship with a toxic narcissistic person. This is just part of it, y'all. So I just hope this video brought y'all some clarity. If y'all came to the meetup yesterday in Norfolk, Virginia, thank y'all for coming through, y'all. The next meetup, if y'all want to come through, meet and greet, is going to be in Raleigh Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd. It's the tentative date right now. I'm just so thankful so many people came out. We had 25, 30 people come out yesterday. It was just super cool, y'all, to meet y'all. Thank y'all for coming through. If you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, whatever, hit that 5 stars for me. Thank you. Double Jeopardy. Mental Illness is out. Peace.